This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Do you think this is a mental health problem at all?
No.
Because this person,
no.
His wife said he had a history of domestic abuse. He was bipolar and on steroids.
Okay. Look, that's an excuse.
No,
this guy
not excusing him. Look, she got away from him.
This guy is evil.
No, what I mean by excuses.
That. I will accept that evil exists.
Evil. He's evil,
I will
and so is the ISIS
evil
movement.
Exists. What is the proper response to evil?
Destroy it. Confront it. Mm-hmm. You contain evil because you can't. You destroy evil. Mm-hmm. And ISIS is evil. This Matane is evil. He's dead. Mm-hmm. Now we have to get the rest of them.
If you contain evil, can it destroy itself?
No, I mean, unless you're Plato. I mean, come on, this is life and death here, you know? I don't want to see any more dead Americans in the streets. We have to put the fear of God in these people, and we have to do it soon.
Colbert is interesting, isn't he? I mean, come on, really. And I think O'Reilly had to pause for just a moment. Otherwise, he would have done what Brent Hansen and I were talking about earlier. He'd have gotten angry. I mean, how do you contain evil? It's like... this is part of, the whimsicalness of the left is they want to look at the impossible and somehow make it possible. Bless their hearts. But, you know, there's no historical evidence where evil can be, you know, contained, other than maybe a jail cell. And even then it finds a way to pronounce itself because it can't help but express itself. And if you think not, all you got to do is go have a conversation with some inmates. And, you know, if they want to be honest with you and share what's going on, which is very personal, you would be absolutely shocked as the kind of evil that exists, even in that situation. And you think, well, you know, we've contained it. Oh, you have? Oh, really? Okay. But, I agree with O'Reilly there that... you've got to confront it, and you know you've got to take it down. And historically, when America has done that, we've been able to set it aside. You may think you'd be able to contain it, but it's like that two-headed monster. You lop off one head, it grows again, and it just keeps on coming at you. So we have to be serious about it. And understand what it is that we're dealing with. But, again, we're tripping over political correctness, ladies and gentlemen. And as long as we continue to do that and not confront reality with truth, then we're going to delude ourselves. And this is what happens. I mean, do you feel more comfortable? Are you feeling more comfortable that we got a handle on what's happening to where Orlando cannot happen again? Dr. Gorka, who's been on with us many times. He'll be on with us later on this week again. Said, look it. You know, we've got to first, declare it for what it is.
Well, you got to identify your enemy. If you don't identify your enemy, you don't know what you're fighting.
Give it place.
Yeah.
You give it place, and it continues to go on. So what happens after Orlando? I mean, do we have to have something else in another city, and before we say, hey, this is really real? I mean, how many times do we have to be confronted with this issue? You know, ISIS and, radical Islamists have, come upon us. And, this has been going on. And, when are we going to say enough is enough here? And President Obama would say, well, it's not like a game of whack-a-mole. Well, maybe it is like a game of whack-a-mole. Maybe, when evil raises its head, we should be there to lop it off. And say, look, that's unacceptable. Because that's what evil knows. Evil knows, the pushback. If you give it acceptance, if you give it place, then it will continue to run rampant. Again, as Brent Hansen said, look, we got to process this and do it in a way that is solution-based. And that's the challenge that we have. And that is the opportunity. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Just a reminder for more information on the show and how you can connect with our over 280 affiliates, Red State Talk Radio, even Shortwave, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to be in the running for that Young Messiah DVD Blu-ray disc, just send me an email. Say, Martinez, get me in the hopper. I want a shot at it. And include your address so we can send you off that DVD when you win, because I'm thinking optimistically for you. How about that? All right? Eric Breiman is with us right now. He started his career in private banking, working at Brown Brothers, Harriman & Company. Later moved to investment banking as a mergers and acquisition sell-side advisor for A.G. Edwards & Sons, now Wells Fargo, where he participated in transactions valued at over $1.2 billion after investment banking. Eric joined Ernst & Young's London consulting practice, where he advised buy-side private equity clients as they considered acquisition targets. Soon after, he was recruited by the Borlase Group to join as CFO of Latin American Operations, leading the creation of multiple business units. When the time was right, Eric started his own entrepreneurial career in the world of financial intermediation as founder of CompadreMejor.com. In late 2014, Eric created Niue, private capital, I hope I'm saying that correctly, to revolutionize how investors deploy capital into alternative assets. Eric Breiman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you came from Venezuela as an immigrant from Latin America. You found the current presidential election to be both depressing and terrifying, but not for the obvious reason. So explain to our audience what you, as an immigrant from Latin America, are seeing in this 2016 election.
Absolutely, Bill. Well, I was referring to the leaning, the socialist leaning of not only the candidates, but in particular Mr. Sanders' strong support base from the youth. That's extremely concerning to me, because almost everything else you can adjust, but if the moral fabric of society, the prevailing ideology goes in that direction, then everything that has made America great in the past, everything that has been at the source of the prosperity we continue to enjoy, will be eroded away, you know. And it's terrifying to me, because what we see right now during the campaigns, that's at the end of the ideological process. You know, politics happens after ideas are formed and accepted in society broadly. Right. And so that's concerning to me, because I have seen where that leads firsthand, and unfortunately, Venezuela is a perfect case of how those policies do not work.
And this is why you're saying that's the reason you left Venezuela's socialism, is because you experienced it. Excuse me, and you're watching these young people embrace socialism like it's something special, but you're going, wait a minute, you have no idea what kind of fire you're playing with.
That's right. That's right. It seems to me that when I speak with Americans that are supportive of Mr. Sanders, I find two things that were surprising to me. The first is that they are pointing to real problems, and that the message of Mr. Sanders resonates because, in part because there's a lot of truth to it and how the system has been rigged and how, you know, Wall Street and Main Street and the politicians have colluded at the expense of the general welfare of the population. So that was surprising to me to you know, be able to somehow associate with a message that a socialist is putting forth. I'm talking about the problem, for sure, not the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that was surprising is that when you dig deep enough with these various supporters, you find that what they're after fundamentally is not so much socialism per se, but prosperity. What they want is for the widest number of people in America and indeed the world to be as well off as possible. And I can relate to that as well.
Right.
Obviously, what's wrong is how the problems that are correct are attempted to be solved under socialism. Because fundamentally what happens is that despite the common thinking that socialism will help get rid of cronyism and lower corruption, what happens is that more power gets concentrated at the top under politicians' purview, and the natural tendencies for individuals or corporations, broadly speaking, for those who are politically connected, to seek that power, and so far from getting rid of cronyism, it actually inflates it. It makes it a bigger problem, and all the issues that we're facing right now just get exacerbated.
Well, you bring up an excellent point here, Eric, and this is what the people need to realize, is that, I mean, it's pretty messed up when you think that the answer to America's ills is socialism, which are the very policies that have entangled us and mired us to begin with. I mean, you know, part of the idea, which I thought was quite interesting in both cases, it was asked of Hillary Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, what was the difference between Democrats and socialism? And the fact of the matter is that line is so blurred in that party that neither one of those people, the leaders of the Democratic Party, could answer that question.
Yeah, it's a very surprising, and I will say, you know, we call it socialism, of course, and I think most people on your show and understand what that means. Unfortunately, it seems like most Americans that are supporting that message don't really know what it means. I think mm-hmm. that the best people to really understand the difference between what socialism is and what a free market are those who have managed to escape from those systems. You know, a lot of millennials belong to a generation that have never really seen firsthand the consequences of socialism. So it does make sense that they're more easily convinced by the alluring message. But indeed, the Democratic Party in particular, who believes in bigger government and trying to solve the problems from a centralized basis, there are no lines of distinction fundamentally with the underlying principles that underpin socialism and what the Democratic Party seems to be leaning towards more and more.
And the fact that they're so pronounced about it, that, as you mentioned, that so many millions of followers are following the Pied Piper and Bernie Sanders, they got the burn going. But they have no idea what this is leading to. But I think they're yearning for an answer and solution, and they look at the regular mainstream political forces and saying that's the very thing we want to get away from. So maybe Bernie Sanders is the answer, right?
That's right. And as I said earlier, there's a legitimate frustration with the political system. But the answer is not to increase what's at the source of the problem. The answer, I believe, is to decrease it, to shy away from, to run away from centralization of power, no matter how good you think the politicians' intentions are. You got to run away from more power being in the hands of politicians who are naturally and easily swayed in favor of various interest groups, and put that power in the hands of consumers in the free market economy. I think that ultimately there's no force that is more powerful.
Right. Well, Eric, we've got to go to break. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up with Eric Brimen. I'm Bill Martinez.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
I guess that clarion call not only for millennials, but could be said for all of us to know what it is that we believe in and exactly why. This is why I appreciate Eric Brimen being on with us. He's the founder and partner of Neway Capital, a member of the Freedom Partners Chamber of Commerce. Eric Leffen is Weightless Socialism Behind for a Reason. Eric, you know, explain to our audience. I mean, you were a teenager when Hugo Chavez came to power in Venezuela in the 1998 presidential election. What was the temperament there?
Well, you know, not unlike what's happening right now. There was a broad felt dissatisfaction with the political system broadly, with those in power, if you will. And you had a candidate at the time, Mr. Chavez, who was running on a populist platform, promising to make it better for the masses by redistributing wealth, by bringing the power of government down on the, at the time they were calling them oligarchs, and but basically the millionaire class or the billionaire class, if you want to use what Mr. Sander uses.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, yes, there were hardships on the ground. There was income inequality. There's similar conditions on the ground as you can experience here. Obviously, not to the same extent in America today as it was then. But generally, the conversation was very similar, and what was being offered was very similar fundamentally as a matter of principle.
Mm-hmm.
We see where that has led. But the sentiment was very similar. People wanted a change. They were fed up with traditional politics, and they could see how special interests were essentially colluding with those in power, the government, to enrich themselves at the expense of others, and not really a free market economy, but rather cronyism.
So I imagine, as you see, you know, what's happening with the Bernie Sanders crowd and the rhetoric that's flying around, it's deja vu all over again. It's probably got to be a bit frightening for you. I mean, here you leave Venezuela, you come to America, the land of the free, home of the brave, opportunity abounding, and suddenly we're catching the socialism disease.
Well, that's absolutely the case, Bill, and that's why I was compelled to write that an editorial about it, despite the fact that I still have family in the country and that, you know, I might have been placing them at peril, unfortunately, but the bigger picture here is more important. Here's the thing. It's a tragedy to see where Venezuela has ended up. It was to be expected. It has happened every time that socialism has been tried in history. It was to be expected, and it is a tragedy and one that touches my heart very personally. But you know what would be horrific? It would be catastrophic, not only in the U.S., but for the world, if the U.S. goes down the path of socialism. Because the United States of America, this great country, has simultaneously been a beacon of hope and an example for others to follow, as well as at the source of tremendous prosperity and wealth that has been created not just for Americans, but for the world at large. And
exactly.
The scenario of thinking of America going down that path is terrifying to me. So despite whatever political consequences might come from taking that public stance, I think it's important for America to really pause and consider not how good it sounds, not the things that these politicians are promising through wealth redistribution, but what actually happens when these policies are implemented, and not as something that has happened in the past as a historical event. You know, a lot of people think of Russia or the Soviet Union at the time and China. This is happening in our hemisphere. It is happening right now, and Venezuela is a perfect case study of where this leads. And where this leads is not just a broken economy with tremendous poverty, but what's very scary is that when it's accepted for government to control the economy, that way of thinking ultimately seeps into other aspects of civil society as well. So it's not just that it will hurt the economy, is that our civil liberties that we take for granted can and will eventually also be at risk. So altogether, we stand the terrifying risk of losing what America is all about if we let this ideology continue to take hold and we don't take a proactive stance against it.
Well, we'll surrender our freedoms and become dependents of a government that says, you know, they're our daddy and this is the government of everything. as if they've demonstrated consistently such competence and level of expertise. If anything, it's been just the opposite. And because of their failings, they open up the possibilities of socialistic ideas. But, you know, the bottom line from what you experienced and what I'm seeing is that what it turns out to be is an exchange of one minority group of elites to another minority group. It could even be the same elites who now control our government. And all they've done is just further entrenched their power and position in the government and accomplish what they set out to do, and that is to sustain their own personal interest at the expense, in this case, of we the people.
That's right. That's right, Bill. You mentioned how you have these elite or centers of power in our current society. You know, what's interesting to me is that when I hear the arguments about how the 1% versus the 99%, I find it very interesting because, you know, if you look at just wealth concentration, and I guess you can do a cutoff between 1% and the rest of the other 99%, but you compare where that wealth has come from, and if you want to equate wealth to power, where their power has come from, now you have to realize that short of fraud and illegal activities, wealth in a free market economy comes from having provided a service that others value and are willing to voluntarily pay for, which ultimately means that it's a system of accounting that recognizes those who are in the aggregate adding most value to society with dollars and cents, recognizing that whatever wealth gets accumulated by those entrepreneurs or business leaders is but a small fraction, and this is before any taxes get taken, but a small fraction of the overall wealth that innovation has contributed to society. So if you think of that so-called 1%, it has to be included in the conversation as to how they acquired that wealth. And so long as it was done legally and through a free market economy, we ought to celebrate that. We used to celebrate wealth and success.
Exactly.
And right now, because of this class warfare that for the first time I heard when Mr. Obama was running for president, and it's been exacerbated ever since, for the first time since I've been coming to the U.S., I hear the same type of jealousy and envy from those who don't have as much against those who have, without pausing to think about, but wait, where does this wealth come from? Because when you realize where it comes from, there's no other option but to either celebrate it or act knowingly on jealousy and envy. Right. And then the other side of that coin is that in reality, power in America has been concentrated more and more in the hands of government, not so much in the hands of entrepreneurs. So less than 1% of the population, you know, actually rule through regulation and lawmaking. And we ought to really think about how those are getting power and what they're doing with it, and in exchange for what. It's obviously when it's government, it's about redistributing other people's wealth as opposed to creating.
Exactly. Well, that's an excellent point. Eric Breiman has been with us. Eric, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, take it from somebody who was there, an immigrant from Latin America. He left Venezuela's socialism behind for a reason. And I think as a result of this conversation, you have a better idea and hopefully are forewarned accordingly. Eric Breiman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Eric. It's 29 after the top of the hour.
When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got Luke Adler back with us, a retired U.S. Deputy Marshal. He keeps trying to, you know, tell me that he's trying to stay retired, but I keep calling him. Luke, we got to have you on. We need your perspective and experience. Luke, you know, as a former U.S. Deputy Marshal, has gone through a couple of refugee turnstile events, similar to what we're having here in America, ladies and gentlemen. He can tell you what happened then and what is starting to happen now, which is consistent with history. I've often said that if you want to know what somebody is going to do or what's going to happen, look at what has happened previously. This is why history is so critical. Luke Adler, always good to have you with us. How you doing? Semper Fi, my brother.
Hey, Semper Fi, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Hey, President keeps letting refugees in spite of the objection, in spite of the objection of many, you know, whether it's congressmen, you know, the constituency saying enough of this stuff. It doesn't matter, you know. It just, you know, he just keeps the door open, and refugees are flying in, and you know, the numbers are you know, casually being expanded. Here, I mean, with every presser, it seems that a spokesperson is saying, "Oh, we've got thousands of more people coming," and you know, this is amazing, and you know, and still the vetting process is being questioned.
Well, absolutely, you know, and he seems to double down on this just this past Easter, talking about bringing in more because we're not bringing in enough, and we're not bringing them fast enough. And when you look over. You know, over in the Middle East, like I think just to kick off Ramadan, ISIS burned, what, 19 Yazidi women?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's saying, hey, we're not bringing in these military-aged men fast enough into our country, but we're going to vet them. We have a robust vetting process. And the people need to be aware. That's absolutely nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
The robust vetting process doesn't exist, especially in this if you look back, you know, back to the original 19 hijackers,
right.
I don't know if you recall, there's a young professional guy, Jose Perez, out of he's an immigration guy. He did a bang-up job. He stopped the 20th hijacker.
Mm-hmm.
But 19 of them got in.
Exactly.
So now we're bringing in, you know, thousands and thousands, legions.
Mm-hmm.
Legions is what we're bringing in under this administration.
Well, you know, the president's words have been questioned, although it is amazing to me, even at this point in time, that his approval ratings are so high. And he gives that speech that he gave in Indiana. I mean, it's like, okay, what parallel universe are you living in? I'm not seeing the United States of America. And there are people there in Indiana, you know, like clapping seals, just going along with this deal. It's like, wait a minute, you're not questioning? I mean, if anybody was vetted, it may have been the audience there in Indiana.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, he's embraced and brought up folks who are here illegally on the immigration process up into the White House. And he only gets upset when they start talking out of turn and ridiculing him. So it's only a personal attack on himself. That's the only thing that gets his attention. So what this worldview is, to bring in these folks from a war-torn country that's, you know, where ISIS is telling us, they're laughing and they're telling us, hey, guess what? We're embedding thousands of warriors in with this mix. You guys guess who's in the mix. And
right.
We look back in Paris. We don't have to look back any further than Paris. And we see that, you know, the terrorist events on November 13th, Friday the 13th, that the terrorists stepped off into a Greek soil, and then 30 days later, they're in Paris going operational.
Yeah.
That's potentially what we're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the open borders that Europe has implemented over the years, and how is that working for them? And we have the same mindset that's growing here. I mean, Hillary last night says, we're not about walls, we're about bridges. No, there's not a bridge. It's just about, I mean, if it was a bridge, even a bridge, you would have some sort of choke point that you'd be able to at least scrutinize to some degree the people coming across. There's no bridge. There's no wall in Hillary's world and in the progressives' world. And this is why, you know, Trump has got the traction and getting the traction that he's getting is people are realizing, wait a minute, forget about the front door being unlocked. The front door is just, there's no door, there's no wall, there's no separation here. It's all wide open.
It's completely wide open, and that no one is at the turnstile. You know, and then he won't let the professionals that are out there who want to do their job, they get muzzled and they're not allowed to, or they don't have the assets. I mean, it's a hot mess, Bill.
Well, I know for you, Luke, you've been there, you've done it. You've seen this turnstile and this type of situation happen a couple of times in your career. And I want you to remind our audience what you experienced back then on a couple of occasions.
Well, you know, you look back during the Cuban crisis and under Jimmy Carter, and it was like, hey, you know what? We're going to embrace this. We're going to take these people. And next thing you know, what the administration down in Cuba, they offloaded everyone out of their mental health hospitals and their prisons and said, you want some folks here? Handle that.
Right.
And then again, during the crisis, you know, back in the Balkans conflict. And that was under the Clinton administration. And the Clinton administration said, hey, you know what, we're going to embrace this and bring these people in. Then they set up the Dayton Accords, right? Well, under the Dayton Accords, they told the Bosnian president, hey, you've got to get rid of all these foreign fighters. Okay, no problem. All foreign fighters, raise your right hand.
Yeah.
You're now one of us. And that's what he did. So they overnight assimilated thousands of warriors, thousands of jihad fighters into their population, and then passed off any number of those folks into our population.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, look, you know, when Donald Trump makes a statement about government sending not their very best, but, you know, bad apples and bad characters, bad players, I mean, it's not that he's saying this and there's no foundation and there's no history of it. Unfortunately, the media is not breaking that down to say, look at, you know, think about what Donald Trump just said. I mean, you're astonished.
And all of a sudden, you know, the media takes it to say because it makes a big headline for them. But it is, it misrepresents the whole idea of history and what the United States has been guilty of doing in allowing people to come into this country that have not been vetted, and maybe in some cases been vetted, but they just decided, well, what the heck anyway, in the interest of internationalism and globalism, we're just going to turn a blind eye for it, and, you know, hopefully these guys turn out to be good people. You know, I mean, is that what they're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying. Again, go back to the 9/11, the original hijackers, and a lot of them came in, filtered in under dubious visa processes. And then once they got here, a lot of them were overstays, which means they were illegal. They no longer had legal status in the United States. And yet they were able to train as pilots, go out and get identification, some fraudulent, some legally obtained. And we saw the results of that.
Yeah.
And that's just 19 people. Now,
right.
He's bringing in thousands and thousands. Again, if you look at it, if I were to say, well, he's bringing in several mechanized battalions. Now, that would get someone's attention.
Say, right.
Whoa, what are you saying? Military-age people, you have no idea who these guys are,
right.
And ISIS is telling us. Yeah, a lot of those guys are our guys. Good luck.
Right. Well, and the people that really are being persecuted, the Christians, the Yazidis, as you mentioned, they're not coming in full number. It's Muslims who are coming in full number, and young men of fighting age. I got to imagine Israel, who, you know, profiles, who is very careful when it comes to security, is looking at what the United States is doing and questions the sanity of our policies here.
Or recognizes the insanity of our
yes.
policies.
Yeah, good point. Luke Adler, retired U.S. Deputy Marshal during his career, had been involved in the apprehension of several USMS top 15 most wanted fugitive and major cases, former Marine, and so you know why we're joined at the hip. Luke Adler, is always good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now, America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, Cape and all, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound, because I just have that kind of attitude, I'm telling you. 14, before the top of the hour, welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Jules Boykoff is with us right now, former member of the U.S. Olympic soccer team, author, professor of politics and government at Pacific University of Oregon. Boykoff is one of the world's foremost experts on the Olympics, and he's written a new book called The Power Games, a political history of the Olympics. I mean, how much fun is that, Jules?
It's great fun. It was a terrifically fun book to write.
Well, and I got to imagine, with the recent passing of one Muhammad Ali, the memories, because as I was reading your book, I could not help but revisit in my mind, two events with Muhammad, actually several, if I want to, bring in the other one. But first one, of course, was him winning the gold medal as a young kid, and then lighting the Olympic torch in Atlanta, and particularly the Olympic torch in Atlanta was so moving, again, to even look at the old video of that.
Absolutely. I mean, Muhammad Ali was an Olympic icon. Most of us first heard of him after he won the gold in Rome. And he also does us the favor of exploding the myth that's often proffered in Olympic circles that politics and sports don't mix. Muhammad Ali embraced the idea that politics absolutely mixed with sports. And he showed us that it took courage to stand up for what you believe in, but it can be done for sure.
Without a doubt. And of course, he goes on with his stellar career in boxing, slightly interrupted there. I was going to relate, this was in the L.A. Games. Muhammad Ali was walking in the arena, and as in the boxing, there are three boxing venues that are taking place. It literally is a three-ring circus. Well, off in the distance, as Ali comes in, people are noticing Muhammad Ali walking in the building, and you start hearing the chant of Ali, Ali. And as he gets closer and closer to the center and closer to ringside, I mean, before you know it, all eyes, everybody is chanting Ali, Ali, all the way up to the point that he ends up sitting next to Howard Cosell, who is doing the commentary in one of the boxing venues. But it was just amazing how much oxygen he could suck out of a room just by walking into it.
Absolutely. Icon.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Jules, a fun opportunity for you. I mean, here it is. You take two things, that you're interested in, politics, the Olympics, being a former member of an Olympic soccer team yourself, and to be able to blend and see, in fact, that it's much more than sports when it comes to, the whole Olympics games.
Well, it wasn't a smooth path, I must admit. I mean, back when I was 19 years old and playing for the U.S. Olympic soccer team, I did not realize that the Olympics were this incredible corporate juggernaut. I had no idea. I was just running up and down the field having fun. But my eyes were opened in a tournament that I played in France against Brazil, Yugoslavia, Czechoslovakia, and the Soviet Union. By the way, that tells you how long ago it was. But in that tournament, we were perpetually booed by those in attendance, even against countries like Czechoslovakia and Soviet Union. So that kind of opened my 19-year-old eyes to see that there's much more going on with sports and the Olympics than is just what's happening on the field. And, you know, I guess you could say that this book, Power Games, that you mentioned is sort of the culmination of my exploration after thinking about that from the beginning at 19.
Well, at 19, your eyes are opened up, and I think that at various ages now, thanks to your book, people's eyes are going to be opened up. I mean, we've seen politics enter in. I mean, we go back, we know historically, when you had the games in Germany and what Adolf Hitler was trying to do, and here he gets disappointed because you have a black athlete, coming out on top of his Aryan race.
There was so much going on in the 1936 Olympics. First of all, Hitler really wasn't that interested in hosting the games. He had to be convinced by his propaganda chief, Goebbels, to actually host the Olympics. In fact, the idea of the torch relay, which has become what we do every time the Olympics come through town now, the torch relay was invented by Goebbels and company to take the torch around Germany and the surrounding areas to sort of spread the myth, not only of Aryan supremacy, but also that the Olympics were this positive thing and that Germany was going to be linking up with them and get this sort of halo effect. So, there was a lot of myths that were exploded in 1936, including this notion, this ridiculous notion from Hitler that the Aryan race was superior, and Jesse Owens and company helped show the world that that was far, far from the truth.
And, of course, here in the United States, we have black protesters raising their hand as they're about to, get their medals, and it caused a lot of outrage, but it demonstrated the times and what was going on with race relations here in the United States.
That's right, Bill. I mean, you're talking about the 1968 games in Mexico City when John Carlos and Tommy Smith raised their fists when they were on the medal stand collecting their medals for the 200-meter dash. Also, I would add that Peter Norman, who got the silver from Australia, stood in solidarity on the medal stand with an Olympic Project for Human Rights button pinned to his sweat jacket. And, yeah, that wasn't just a moment of Olympic history. It's an iconic moment from world history. And part of the fun of writing this book was I dug into the archives of people like the International Olympic Committee president at that time in 68, Avery Brundage, and I looked at letters that people had mailed him regarding that incident that you mentioned, and there were people who said, yes, that was really good of you, Brundage, to make sure that they got kicked out of the Olympic Village and sent home early, but there were many people who actually wrote in to say, you know what they did was right, and I totally support them, and I found a telegram from Jesse Jackson, who was working with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference at the time, inviting Tommy Smith, all expenses paid, to come talk to the group at his convenience. And, you know, the thing that I think really sticks out for your listeners here is that when athletes that are activists get further back in the rearview mirror of history, they all of a sudden become much more socially acceptable, whether it's Ali, whether it's Tommy Smith and John Carlos, or maybe some contemporary athletes. I think it should give us pause when we see athletes speaking out with courage and conviction today to not just immediately dismiss them and try to take that longer view of history as we consider their acts.
Well, and I think that America still deals in this 21st century, Jules, with trying to separate politics from sports. We're uncomfortable. You know, we tune into sports, we want to watch a game, and then when the athletes want to get politically minded, it's a challenge to our psyche, isn't it?
I think you're right. I do think there's this tendency to just want to leave all the politics, stress, and strain behind. But, you know, I think, and I'm certainly not suggesting that all athletes become athlete activists, by no means, but I'm also suggesting that, you know, athletes need not check in their brains at the door. There are a number of really smart athletes who care about this world, and if they've had the time to think about it and they want to use their platform to get us to think about issues that they believe are important, I'm all in favor of that. I think it can thicken the dialogue around the key issues of our day.
Well, and I think it's also a bit tenuous because you got to be careful. Not everybody is a Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali paid a price.
And, I mean, there's no doubt about it. John Carlos, who now Dr. John Carlos, the 1968 Olympic medal winner, and he wrote a praise for your book. He says, Joel's boycott tells an Olympic history that simply hasn't been told. I mean, wow, what a powerful sentence right there, Jules.
Of course, it's a tremendous honor for me to have Dr. John Carlos write that about the book. But you raise a really key point, is that it's not as if these athletes speak out without consequence. There's all sorts of stress and strain that gets heaped upon them, and I think we need to remember that as well. And as we remember these important figures from history, Dr. Carlos is also still speaking out today about issues that matter to him, and he's a wonderful speaker. I encourage your listeners to check him out.
Exactly. Well, this is what we love about the First Amendment. And it's being challenged, and, you know, kudos for Dr. John paying the price and continuing to pay the price. And we need more courageous voices like his to speak against power and to speak against those things that are antithetical to what we all perceive in various cases, what the American dream is all about. I want to get up to date here with what's happening with the Rio Olympics. Speaking of protest, there's calls to cancel the Rio Olympics. Break that down for our audience.
Well, sure. So I lived in Rio de Janeiro from August through December of 2015 as a Fulbright research scholar as I was finishing this book. Mm-hmm. And it was really difficult to find people who were excited about the Olympics at that time. As you know, the country of Brazil is getting pummeled by a sort of double whammy economic political crisis, and there's lots of serious issues that people are grappling with across the country. In Rio specifically, there have been calls to postpone the game, largely because of Zika virus that has serious effects. And while I don't mean to minimize at all the serious effects that it can have on people who are thinking about having kids, the people that I speak with in Rio, and I talk to people all the time, are kind of intrigued by the idea that we're focused so much on Zika. I was speaking to my friend the other day, and she said to me, wow, there's dengue, which is a much more serious issue right now in Rio. There's H1N1 virus that has killed scores of people, and so they're kind of intrigued. So Zika kind of isn't too high on the list. And the other thing I would say about Zika, you know, as we proceed toward the Olympics, less than 2 months away now. When you hear Zika, I hope you'll think about the everyday people of Rio, because a lot of times when we talk about Zika, what we're talking about is the sort of privileged tourist class that will be going to Rio, or we're talking about the amazing athletes. But what all too often gets lost in that discussion is the everyday person in Rio who was promised huge promises about water cleanup and other issues that would have absolutely curtailed the Zika to a certain extent.
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. Well, Jules, as you touch on, and we're running out of time here, but the economic impact, you know, plus and minus of all these Olympics, I mean, it is amazing what these countries have to offer. And then you question whether or not it is prudent for Rio. But, hey, they're in at this point. You know, let the games go on. Jules Boykoff, former member of the U.S. Olympic soccer team, author and professor of politics and government at Pacific University.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.